Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 28th. You'll be interested to know. 61 years ago, today, in 1963, approximately 200,000 people marched on Washington, D.C., an event that became a high point of the civil rights movement, especially remembered for the famous I Have a Dream speech of Martin Luther King Jr. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some isolated showers and thunderstorms today between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., with partly sunny skies, a high near 88, and winds from the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 62, and a north wind around 8 to 12 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7:15, with the low tide just after 8:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s on Thursday and Friday, and clear nights in the mid-50s. Rain chances increase Saturday afternoon through Sunday night with highs near 80 and partly sunny skies. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a remarkable turn of events, Daniel Mahota and his wife, Rebecca, welcomed their daughter, Summer, in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot in Cape Cod. Rebecca's contractions began on their way to the hospital, but the baby arrived quicker than anticipated. Dania, guided by Rebecca, delivered their daughter on the shoulder of Route 6. The hospital sent an ambulance to meet them at Dunkin'. Despite the chaos, both mother and baby are healthy. The Mahotas plan to amend Summer's birth certificate to include the exact GPS coordinates of her birth location. Now on to sports. The National Football League is set to allow private equity firms to buy into teams, a significant shift for the world's most lucrative league. This change, approved in a recent meeting, now allows team owners to sell up to 10% of their teams to pre-approved firms. The initial list includes Arctos, Ayers Management, Sixth Street, and a consortium featuring Blackstone, Carlyle, CVC, and Dynasty Equity. Strict rules apply, including no governance rights and a minimum 6-year holding period. This policy opens the door for billions of dollars to flow into the league, enhancing franchise valuations. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Blue Jays 6-3. And tonight, the Sox are back at Fenway for Game 3 of the series. In top news, the number of $1,000-per-night hotel rooms has soared as wealthy travelers embrace eye-popping rates. Paying $1,000 may no longer secure a swank suite or Prima view. At the Ritz-Carlton New York Nomad, a standard room costs $1,300 for the first weekend in October. The Four Seasons Miami Surfside charges $1,500 with an advance discount. According to Costa Group, 80 U.S. hotels averaged $1,000 or more per night in the first half of the year, up from 22 in 2019. European hotels have tripled to 183. Hotels capitalize on affluent travelers, boosting rates as a psychological signal of their superiority. In business news, IKEA has launched a new secondhand marketplace for pre-owned furniture, aimed at helping the company compete with resale sites like eBay, Gumtree, and Finn. The pilot program, called IKEA Pre-Owned, will be tested in Madrid, Spain, and Oslo, Norway, through the end of the year. Customers in these cities can buy and sell pre-owned IKEA items, with listings featuring photos and prices set by sellers. According to IKEA's chief executive, Jesper Broden, this initiative reflects the company's confidence in evolving digitally. The marketplace may charge a symbolic fee in the future to enhance the experience for both sellers and buyers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $59,200. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Boeing's Starliner is set to return to Earth next week, but its crew will remain in space until next year. This situation raises significant questions for Boeing's space business. NASA announced that the crew will return on a SpaceX ship, prompting inquiries about Starliner's future. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson expressed full confidence in Boeing's future flights, but not everyone shares this optimism. The mission faced glitches, extending the crew's stay from 8 days to 8 months. Industry experts suggest Boeing might reconsider its focus on human spaceflight, given its recent struggles and financial losses. And in entertainment news, Francis Ford Coppola, renowned filmmaker, expressed to Rolling Stone that his aim with Megalopolis was to avoid it being branded as some woke Hollywood production. The film's cast features controversial figures like Jon Voight and Shia LaBeouf. Coppola emphasized, "The cast includes people who were canceled." He appreciated LaBeouf's intense approach, comparing him to Dennis Hopper. Megalopolis stars Adam Driver and includes a notable supporting cast. Despite controversy at Cannes, including allegations against Coppola, Lionsgate will release the film in theaters on September 27th with a screening at the Toronto International Film Festival. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, Jr. And he said, "Darkness cannot drag out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drag out hate. Only love can do that." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.